I had a classmate. The name may be familiar to people who remember things about public radio, Jack Rosenthal in Casper, a classmate and a graduate of the University of Wyoming, and he donated the first set of equipment. I don't know what that, I'm not a techo, so I don't know what it was, but it was the first studio stuff for WPR, which was then just University of Wyoming Radio is what they used to call it. And so to hear what you've just said, which is two signals to 90% of the state, you know, there are a couple of unifiers in this state, and you can include three when you talk about WPR. One unifier is the University of Wyoming. It's the only one. It's the only four-year and graduate degree granting institution in the state, so it's a great unifier. The other one is that cowboy license plate. You know, everybody has one, everybody knows what it means, and they even know where you come from if they can count the numbers right. And so the third one now is public radio. We all hear it. Well, I don't get blocked off except just around the Meteetse Rim. Why is that? I don't, anyhow, the rest of the time it's on. And so what's more, it's a variety of programs that you can, I'm in a car in other places. Just, in fact, been back from Detroit, for heaven's sake. I won't tell you why, but it was a reunion of a group of guys, and at my age, it didn't include many. And so I was driving around shopping for their public radio. That's a big metropolitan center. Nowhere is the programming like the programming off of WPR. The variety of it is huge. At that place, I got some literally alternative music for about 5 hours, and then a talk show that almost sounded like QVC. It was so the programming is so rich and so deep, and so I could take CDs in the car of anything I wanted to personally like to hear again or love. It could be classical music, it could be a book on tape, it could be, I don't do it. One of the reasons is, all I really have to do to stay right up with things and to hear things that I like is stay with public radio. It's, you know, if I get a little break with Garrison Keillor, and who, by the way, was here one time broadcasting. In fact, he said, what did he say? He said, most of you people are descended from people who fled bad businesses, law-breaking, failed marriages, he said. So it must be very encouraging to you all because you don't have all that much to live up to. Anyhow, Wyoming Public Radio is just... And where would I have heard that? I would have heard it again on public radio. Well, so I think Wyoming is lucky to have this. I think Wyoming appreciates it. And I think it's been supported in ways that testify to that. So, and I always get a kick out of some, you know, I got a truck driver friend up there in Cody. He's a WPR guy. There's no... We're not bound by reach, class, generation, rate. We're not bound by anything through public radio. It has a fresh view from somewhere in the middle of things. You don't get, you get points of view, but they're always couched in the objective view that this is a part of what culture is, this is a part of what Wyoming is, this is a part, it's always in that broader context so that you can trust it. You know, how many outlets can you trust recently? Or, you know, Walter Cronkite is dead, so, you know, we got to trust you. Okay. Thank you.